This is Live Beyond Limits with Brad Sullivan.
In Isaiah 55, God declared that as far as the heavens are above the earth, so his thoughts and ways are higher than the thoughts and ways of man. This verse expresses the wide gulf that exists between God's thinking from man's thinking. One thing that bridges this divide is a dream. A dream is simply an image you see of yourself in the future. This is why dreams are powerful forces, because they give God the opportunity to bypass the filter of our minds. Dreams give God the opportunity to deposit his larger thoughts in our hearts and minds. This is why God gave man an imagination. It is in our imagination where ideas and possibilities of the future are created. It's interesting how children can have such vivid imaginations, but adults lose their ability to dream due to life's challenges. However, even as adults, we must allow our imaginations to dream again. The Bible is replete with examples of how the power of a dream changed people's lives. One of the most notable examples is found in the life of Joseph. The Bible tells us that Joseph dreamed of rulership at the age of 17 when God showed him a picture of his brothers bowing down to him. Joseph never imagined that his dream would take him down a difficult path of being thrown in a pit, sold into slavery, and later placed in prison. Yet the dream was so significant that it kept him productive and moving forward during those dark seasons of his life. Eventually, the dream became the vehicle that took him from being a prisoner in the king's prison to governor over the king's empire. Thus, his dream of rulership came true, including his brothers bowing down to him as the governor of Egypt. I encourage you today to open your imagination and dream again. It's through dreams you become vulnerable to the stirrings of God's Spirit and open to ideas beyond your boundaries. Don't allow your life experiences, rejections, feelings of inadequacy, or insecurities block your ability to dream. God desires to do bigger things in your life, but those things must first come in the form of a dream. The more open you are to the impressions of God's Spirit, the more open to bigger possibilities you'll become. If you can dream bigger, then you can live bigger. This is Brad Sullivan, pastor of Search Church. If you would like more information about our ministry, then please visit us online at searchchurch.tv or download our Search Church app, and be sure to follow us on social media. Until next time, remember, you can live beyond limits.